News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
I'm joined now by Alison Morris, who is crime correspondent with the Belfast Telegraph. And the reason we are talking to Alison is because the former leader of the Ulster Unionist Party, Doug Beattie, has said that the police ombudsman should begin an investigation into what the PSNI knew regarding Geoffrey Donaldson's child sex offences before the investigation that led to his ultimate criminal prosecution. Alison, is there any good solid evidence to suggest that the PSNI were in possession of information on which they should have acted and didn't?
Well, during that four-week trial of Geoffrey Donaldson, there was discussions around any discussions that complainant A had in terms of her dealings with the police. And she had spoke about her a year previous to reporting the abuse to the police, that she had a meeting with the safeguarding officer of the Presbyterian Church of Ireland, and a police officer was present. She said she did not tell the officer who she wanted to make a complaint about, that she was basically sounding out, look, what might this look like if I report it? I'm very nervous, but I want to know what it might look like and what my life might look like if I report this. That was what we were told in court. But then we had that BBC Spotlight programme where we found out that the police were well aware of who the identity of the person complainant A was speaking about from that stage. Now, that feeds into, I suppose, what Jim Allister has been saying of the TUV, that sort of hardline unionist party, where he's claiming were the police aware of this and were the British government aware of this when they were negotiating that Safeguard the Union deal in relation to Brexit. There's a lot of unanswered questions about who knew what and when. Some people in the PSNI are telling me that it was a closely guarded secret and very few people knew. You can't be sure that the chief constable knew. And remember, these two complainants made their achieving best evidence, their first statements, in the first week of March. The chief constable was in Washington along with Geoffrey Donaldson over St. Patrick's Day that year, and had to keep that quiet because obviously that investigation was ongoing. And that must have been a very strange turn of events as well. So there is a lot that needs, I say, explored. And the thing about this, what's happening with Geoffrey Donaldson, the DUP, is it isn't a story that ended with the conviction. It's a story now that is opening, I suppose, a real can of worms, not just in terms of what did the PSNI know? What did other members of the DUP know? What did members of the Ulster Unionist Party know? Because remember, Geoffrey Donaldson was a long-standing member of the Ulster Unionist Party before he defected in opposition of aspects of the Good Friday Agreement.
Although it is difficult to find the precise point at which there is evidence to show that his identity had been confirmed, because what the BBC revealed was that one of the individuals involved in the discussions in that Presbyterian Church headquarters meeting, what they said was that they effectively had a hunch that it was their innate belief that it was Geoffrey Donaldson. But there was nothing in what Complainant A said to have confirmed that, as I understand it.
Yeah, well, they had said, that was what was said in court, that at no point was Geoffrey Donaldson's name ever mentioned at that meeting. But then we have the safeguarding officer saying that she had worked out that it was Geoffrey Donaldson, and then she had that confirmed here by a member of the police. Now, that's coming from her. That is not firsthand from the PSNI, who have stuck with what they've been saying all along. So I suppose that's why Doug Beattie is saying, should the ombudsman come in and investigate and say, who knew what when? It would only be an issue for the ombudsman if there's an allegation of police misconduct around this. And right now there is no suggestion of police misconduct. I mean, as far as I could see covering that court case, and I was in court every single day of that four-week trial, that the PSNI treated Geoffrey Donaldson as they would have treated anybody else facing such serious allegations of historical child abuse. He was not treated any better or any worse. He was treated exactly the same. So that would be the PSNI issue. And then we have the second issue. The DUP have said they're having their own internal review. What did members of the DUP know? And I don't believe that the allegations of child abuse were widely known. It's not something that I had ever heard in my journalistic career, but it's now going into was known about his impropriety, about his hypocritical double life, about the fact that Geoffrey Donaldson preached, you know, Presbyterian puritanicalism while also living what seemed to be quite a hedonistic and some might argue a moral lifestyle while he was in London as an MP.
Alison, thank you very much. Alison Morris, crime correspondent with the Belfast Telegraph.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.